The Armadillo C was the largest and greatest of what GM Fiat could produce. It was fast and chock-full of enough command and control gear to make a Navy dreadnought crew jealous. Theoretically, Rick could control the entire battalion down to the individual Marine in a fluid and ever-changing battlefield. Theoretically. In actuality, the thing bounced around like a paint mixer. It was almost impossible to do anything other than brace oneself and hang on. With all the technology available to the Federation, Rick was at a loss as to why the Armadillo was so useless. The Navy had assault craft that used the same hover capabilities as a family sedan, and that produced a much better ride. The designers of the Armadillo had opted for a fluid ferro suspension that supposedly adjusted to every dip and bump, except that it didn't if the speed got above about 25 kilometers per hour. A Marine in a Pix could move faster than that. So Rick didn't know how he was supposed to keep up with the battle while in the command carrier. Even when the Armadillo was halted, the C-4 systems didn't quite have the bugs worked out yet, as Jess became apparent once more.
"Colonel, I've lost comms with Team Anvil," Major Stig Juventus, the S-3, shouted above the din of the Armadillo's big twin Chanto engines.
"What else is new?"
Sams muttered as he tried to brace himself with his back and legs.
"Where are they at?" Rick asked.
"I think maybe at Phase Line Oak," the three said, without conviction.
"I need to know. Get them back," Rick ordered.
He closed his eyes for a moment, feeling the nausea threatening to make a return appearance. Iron-gutted Rick, who was never bothered by Null G, had lost his breakfast earlier in the day, a victim of motion sickness. It had seemed so exciting to be one of the first two assault battalions with capabilities far exceeding any other battalion-sized unit. He'd own tanks and personnel carriers instead of just having them in support. He'd have a fleet of jacked-up aqua sleds militarized to meet Marine Corps requirements. He had his own section of Artie. He had a flight of storks. And all he wished for now was to have a normal, old-fashioned infantry battalion.